Hey y'all wastelanders, it's me again, Captain Mal. Out here walking the wastes, from the ash heap to the toxic valley, and everywhere in between, to bring together stories of folks just like you, trying to get along in Appalachia. So turn up your pit boy, get cozy with a new Coca-Cola, and join us for Outlaws and Underdogs. Today, we're traveling to Morgantown to meet my friend Soda Pop, an ex-raider, arson ranger, and one of the most unique personalities I've ever met. So come on, let's go. So, Soda, how are you feeling today?
Oh, really great.
That's great. Tad bit
tired, but energized, ready to go.
Well, ready to go is good. I had a long walk to get here. I walked all the way from the bog. Hope you got some good stories for us.
All the way from the bog to this ugly ass end of the forest?
That ain't ugly. This is one of the prettiest places out there.
Two steps outside of Morgantown? Yeah, I love it.
The colors are nice. It's pretty peaceful. It's a good place for a diner. I mean, speaking of which, so tell me about this. You built this whole Maple 76 Diner. Let's start out with that. I mean, it's a gorgeous looking place. It's cozy. It's right next to the river and the forest. So tell us about it a little bit.
So I've set up shop. Ever since I split from Crater, I decided I wanted to set up shop close to Morgantown. Morgantown has a lot of what I need, right? Like, I went into Morgantown to... How I set the diner up is I took some robots from Morgantown. I dragged them back here because the river, like you said, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
It is. And I needed some robots to help me build this diner. She's gone over, like, a few. She's been through the ringer. She's changed her look a few times, but... Yeah, I needed... The diner, I figured... It's close to Morgantown. A lot of people come through here. A lot of these new responder groups popping up. The 5-0, I know, they like to do tours through Morgantown. So I figured, hey, everybody needs a cup of coffee. Everybody needs a good old-fashioned Nuka-Cola. I know
Can't
where to find Nuka-Cola. I know how to make coffee. Hey, I found some old Slocum Joe bots, fixed them up, and now they're my girls.
That's some real, if oddly defined, skill there. I mean, I never really thought about it. I mean, I never really thought about having robots help you set up shop, but it makes a lot of sense now that I think about it. I mean, that's pretty clever.
Well, let's see. I got Fizz. He goes out. He locates where Nuka-Cola bottles are around the wasteland. He brings them back to me. And if they're good enough, I put them in the shop. They're bad enough, well, they get drank.
Yeah, well, you know, robots, there are so many laying around or walking around. I mean, just look at Watoga. I mean, you know, it's interesting, and it's good to see somebody putting them to use. Like, I've known you for a while, and I don't think I even knew that. That's really interesting, like, to know.
Thanks.
But, I mean... You got a distinctive diner for sure, because you're kind of a distinctive personality. You know, everybody who's seen you around recognizes you. You're laughing, but you know, I know I've seen you around Crater in the past, and I know people are going to be curious about it because, you know, you don't seem to be somebody who has a specific allegiance or a specific association. You just kind of live out here, and that's kind of what we're talking about, you know, sharing the whole of Appalachia. And so what are you doing out here? Like, what's your goal?
My goal, honestly, man, it's... I just want to be happy. I just want to live. And I want other people to be happy. And I just want them to enjoy things. Like, I just want them to enjoy everything we have around us. There's an odd beauty in the end of the world.
That's definitely a poetic way of looking at it. I mean, people forget that we aren't going to rebuild everything, you know, just within our lifetimes, we're working towards something, but people don't really stop and think about what they're living for, you know? And you seem to have a handle on your own happiness, at least, which is more than a lot of people can say now.
Honestly, Mal, right now, I just want to live in the moment, dude. Like, there's no cars going down the roads. You can just walk from Morgantown to Sutton and enjoy it. You can camp wherever you want. We got more freedom now than people ever did before the bombs. I don't know, I wasn't around then, but I can imagine it was awfully clogged up.
Yeah, just looking at what's left, you know, it's not hard to imagine. I mean, I don't remember it either. I was real small when the bombs fell, and, you know, I grew up out here, and, you know, it's one of those things, you know, and people don't stop and appreciate it. And it's interesting, you know, because people say, oh, he came from Crater. He's an ex-Raider. He's an ex-whatever. He's just some kind of, you know, whatever. But you really have an outlook on things that people could appreciate, I think.
Oh, Crater was an interesting point in my life. That's when
you
I was
talk
fresh
about
out
it?
Of the. Yeah. Yeah, I was fresh out of the vault. When I hit Morgantown on my trail, I eventually decided I'm going to go further. I ended up in Crater. By that point, there was already people here, and they welcomed me with open arms. Well, I wouldn't say welcomed. They were in the middle of proving. Someone handed me a machete, and he said, hey, cleave this bastard up, and you're one of us. So, well, I did.
Well,
I didn't have much combat training, but I already had these antlers. So, yeah, it got violent. I drove my antler through him, and then, well, here we are.
I mean, how do you feel about that now? I mean, how would you respond to somebody going, man, I mean, how does anybody justify letting him around? What would you say to people who would judge you just by that right now?
Like, my antlers or my past?
Well, your past to start with. We'll get into the antlers, because that's a whole really interesting thing. But, are you turning over a new leaf? Are you trying to preserve life and whatnot? Or are you just sort of waiting for whatever comes next?
Well, right now, honestly, dude, I think right now I'm trying to be a better person. When I left the vault, I didn't really have friends. I didn't have family. Crater was there for me. And that was all I knew. I didn't know anyone in the vault. Just me, my parents. You know, I was homeschooled even then, so I don't even know some of the other I don't know any of the other 76ers. And then when I hit Crater, they were all I knew. And now, and I'm realizing now that was violent. Like, I was a violent person just from being around violent people. And now, I don't know, I'm around some good people now. I'm around you. I'm around some of your arson folks. And now I think I'm trying to really become my own person. I'm just wanting to be a decent person, man.
And that's a goal. See, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of people might judge you for your past or for your looks or whatever, and you're trying to do better. And that's what we can all strive. I mean, we've all done stuff out here, right? I mean, all done stuff we ain't proud of. I mean, just to stay alive at some
I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all stabbed our friend in the middle of the night because he has a Nuka-Cola Quantum.
Well, I'm sure some of us may have. That's probably true. I mean, just by virtue of the odds. Let's talk about something else. No, you mentioned the antlers. If anybody hasn't seen you, you have a mutation, right? Do you want to explain that so people know what's going on?
Yeah, I actually got a few mutations. My parents were genetic specialists before the war. So I was exposed to a lot of that. Growing up, I was given a lot of different serums. I was given a lot of different injections, stuff like that. When I got out into the wasteland, a lot of the things I ate and a lot of things I drank to survive, they kind of had an interesting effect on my metabolism. One night I had some rad stag meat, and then these things grew out of my head.
That's I don't know if that's an unfortunate combination of circumstance and genetics, or if it's fortunate, or I mean, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I can't really put a lot of clothing on anymore. I tore through some of my favorite shirts.
Wow, well, maybe it's time for some custom ones.
I got, like, you know? I got fur cropping up in parts of my body. I got fur, like, actual fur cropping up. As you can see, I got a small little fur patch near my eyes here.
No, I've seen it, yeah.
It's... I don't know if I'm evolving or if I'm devolving, but...
Well, how do you feel?
My life going. I feel I feel okay with it. I don't feel like I'm... I don't feel like... I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Always
feels interesting having an extra... Feels interesting having an extra 15 pounds on top of my head, honestly.
Yeah, that's a thing I never thought of. Like, that never even occurred to me. Like, how you'd have to adjust everything to sort of account for that.
It feels like I got an extra 10 to 15 pounds on top of my head. So when I first got out of bed, like when I first woke up with the antlers, like they grew out of me overnight. So there was a lot of blood. That hurt a lot. Woke up and then it was like, I was just staggering around wondering why the fuck can't I walk? And you know, not like there's mirrors around or anything, right?
Not many.
So I just went near the lake and I was like, yo, what in the... It was crazy, dude.
And you were by yourself for all this. Like, you didn't have a lot of people to support you. Like, were you trying to figure all this out on your own?
It was shortly after one of my first provings in Crater. I mean, they didn't seem to judge me. There was another dude there with two arms, like with three arms.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's definitely something. So you were at Crater. I mean, did you go for anybody to get help? Did you see somebody, or did you just sort of go, well, this happened, and
yeah, I just went with the flow. I was also on Mentax then, so hey.
Yeah, chems, you know, I find that there are more chems floating around out here than there are almost anything else. A little partial to Mentax, honestly, because I spent a lot of time getting stung and bitten. And
I mean, I may or may not have ever put a berry Mentax in my Nuka-Cola and decided to call it a day.
Yeah, that I believe. You certainly have a cola junkie sort of vibe going, and it's nice. Like, it's good to know. I mean, who doesn't love Nuka-Cola, right?
Keeps me going, honestly. I don't drink water.
Well, that's a thing. Oh, by the way, here, I have some water. Do you want some good water? I have a couple bottles here.
I'll pass. I don't really like water, dude.
Gotta stay alive.
I don't like water. No, believe it or not, I can actually survive quite a long time on cola. Keeps me well hydrated. Give me a Quantum, though, and I start to glow.
Nuka-Cola is spectacular. So does it, you know, just judging by his name. You know, should be an obvious case, but... I mean, so you had this happen... And Crater didn't judge you, so what happened? Like, why did you end up leaving?
Oh, it's a bit of a depressing story.
Are you okay to tell it or talk about it?
Yeah, so Meg asked us to go shake down some local farmers, right? They're supposed to give us a cut.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, he didn't, well, I guess you couldn't say friend. I guess you could call him a partner or an associate. He was in our group, right? We wouldn't call him a friend. We split the haul. We split whatever we earned, but he wasn't a friend. So we go to shake down these farmers. Tell them they better be coughing it up. But my friend says, hey, why don't you give us a little bit extra? And by a little bit extra, most of it. And that I don't know, man. I just something about it that day just felt wrong, you know, like, you know how you can do one thing one way and then one day just doesn't feel as good?
Yep.
Like, one day you're like, hey, wow, I actually really like Stingwing. And then the next thing you're like, wow, it actually tastes like crap.
Yeah, that's actually true. That's objectively true. Stingwing does taste like that. But That's a weird example to use for this situation, but I do get where you're going with it.
But I'm telling you, like, it just felt wrong that day, and I'm just like, hey, we can't be taking all of this. If we take all of his food, he's gonna have nothing. He's not gonna be able to live, and then he's not gonna be able to pay us more.
Well, like, it's very
you can't collect from a corpse.
True. True.
He didn't
like it.
So I just said, you know what, man, this is ridiculous. I popped a laser round in his brain and walked. And I went back to Crater, told Meg I'm splitting. She had some very unkind words that I don't really feel comfortable saying over the Pip-Boy, but...
That's fair.
But she let me go, surprisingly, because in Crater, you don't leave Crater.
Yeah, I was curious about that. I was wondering how you managed to extract yourself without having people come after you, but...
I guess it's kind of one of my... I used to be a headhunter. So, I know the game. But I guess you could say Meg and I, we struck an agreement. I'm still welcome to Crater. I'm still hers in some weird way. Like, I guess if she ever asked, I'd come back in a heartbeat.
Does that worry you? Like, are you worried that you're going to get pulled into something where you're, like, fighting on a side against people that you care about because Crater calls you and says, hey, we need an extra gun? Like, does that not feel like a conflict sometimes? Or how are you handling it?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I am handling it. Because on one hand, I do have a job now. Like, I keep the... When I'm not at my diner, as you know, as we both know, I like to keep these hills safe. I mean, I'm suited. No one's better. No one's more suited for it than I am.
Yeah.
But then
well,
I fear one day, I might have to put down the rifle and pick up something more. I don't know, man. I do fear. I do have those worries that one day, hey, I might have to go back to Crater. And if I don't, they'll come for me.
Yeah. That I believe. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, obviously my opinion don't count for too much because it ain't my life, but you're doing a good thing. Like, you're out here turning over a new leaf. I hate that expression because it just implies that people are either black or white, right? And out here, there's nothing. Everybody thinks that it's black and white. This is bad. This is good. But
I mean, could you imagine, man, if we actually worked on a karma system? Wouldn't that be weird?
I know, right? It would be real damn difficult to manage because you can't always be what you want to be, but you can strive to be better, you know? And I really think that's what you're doing. And that's real important. That's one of the reasons I really wanted to get you on to talk to you and have you be the first story because, as you know, my project is I'm walking around in between missions and I'm gathering people's stories and putting them together. So maybe everybody can see that at the heart of things, we're all kind of the same out here. Like, we're all trying to survive, and people don't realize that they want to settle down, or they want to make something, or build something, or, you know, because they're so caught up in who's doing what. And it always sort of didn't sit right with me. And I heard your story, and I met you, and got to know you, obviously, and you've had my back more than once, so I really wanted you to come on and let people know that things aren't just black and white, you know? It's a thing.
I mean, sometimes we all have done bad things in this wasteland. I don't know one person that hasn't done something horrible and nasty in the name of survival.
At least one person they regret. Yeah.
I mean, exactly. How many of us don't have any regrets just trying to survive?
Yeah, and you're doing a thing where, you know, you're striving for happiness, you're striving to help other people, and I think trying to live in a way without, trying to make a space where we can live without regrets is about the best we're going to get, you know? And
yeah.
You seem to be, I mean, tell
I
me
have
a little
regrets,
bit,
man.
You're working on. So what would you, on that subject, I mean, this is normally the last thing I'd ask you, but while we're on that subject, Is there anything like you imagine people sitting there listening to this on their Pip Boys and hearing about you for the first time, meeting you for the first time? What would you want to say to those people? Like, is there something that if you yourself could say personally and they could hear you, what would you want to tell people? Like the people out there sitting around their campfires or huddling up someplace, what would you tell them?
Choose happiness. Choose happiness. It's easy to just take something from your friend. It's easy to just blow your friend away and then you'll have more. I'm telling you that right now. I can't tell you the amount of friends I've killed just so I could live the next fucking day. But you know what? Choose happiness. Honestly, it'll save you in the long run, dude. Anyone listening, strive to be better. Don't let the mistakes of the past define your future. We have a new world on our hands. Live in the new world. Don't cling to the old. And for God's sakes, enjoy yourself a nuke of fucking cola.
Damn. I mean, that was fantastically said. Like, thank you for that. That was great. Like, I mean, what do you think about collecting people's stories? I mean, how do you feel about being part of that? Like,
Honored? Because you know what? I feel honored because it's a great idea. I mean, hey, you and I have a lot of downtime. I mean, we get
yeah.
out a lot. So, I think it's great. It brings everyone together and it makes this big wasteland seem not so empty. Because there's a lot of interesting folks in Appalachia, not just me.
There are a lot of interesting people, and everybody really deserves to have somebody remember that they were here and not just fight so hard to survive and then just sort of be invisible. So much has happened to so many people, so I'm real glad that you're into this because it was very important to me because you've had such an interesting life. Like, what tips would you give people? Like, if somebody's rolling out of the vault tomorrow, is there anything you'd tell them to help them stay alive a little bit easier?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, if anyone's listening to this, if you're still in 76, yeah, my room is on the top floor. I left my teddy bear up there. If you want to bring it out, I'll give you like all the Nuka Cola you want. I kind of left some things behind. I got a guitar there. And yeah, I also have I have a very, very rare snow globe there. So I got some stuff there. If anyone wants to like grab it on your way out of the vault, bring it to my diner outside of Morgantown. I'll give you like a lot of cool stuff. I'll give you all the plasma ammo you need.
Well, you heard it. You heard it, folks. If you've overslept by a whole long time, you're coming out of 76. It takes a while to
Honestly,
learn your
but I
way
would tell you,
around.
honestly, if you're just getting out here, or if you're new to Appalachia, I'm gonna tell you right now, trust the people around you. There's a lot of dangers in these hills, but if you see somebody, there's a lot of great people out here. And you know what? Just trust some of the people here. Don't trust everyone. Trust your friends at an arm's length, but trust some of the folks around here.
That's also some damn good advice. And also, like, gonna add, if you see somebody running, run the way they're going, generally
Yeah,
speaking.
there's a lot of friendly, like, we got a lot of friendly people around here, surprisingly.
No, you're right. And it is surprising to me a little bit. But what I've found is that if you don't look at people through a lens before you talk to them, they're just people. Everybody's just people, and you can't make changes. We were talking about this a while back. How you can't make changes by sort of blocking people out, and forgetting about them. You make changes by
Yeah.
talking to people, right? So.
I don't believe you can make changes by just like ignoring. I think the real way you gotta make some changes is actually meeting folk.
And that's exactly what I think. Which is again why I'm so glad you're here. Is there anything before we wrap up a little bit and get this interview out there to the wasteland so the people can actually hear your story and maybe if they want to tell their own, they know we're out here and obviously we're not judging, we're just trying to get to know folks. Is there anything you'd say kind of as a final message or anything you want to talk about? Anything that's important happening in your life that you think, you want to share with people?
Yeah, I got something important to tell people. My diner's not going anywhere. Always come on by. I really could use the caps if you need ammo. I got a lot of ammo, and I got the hottest coffee this side of Appalachia. You
That's nice.
bet your ass that my last thing is gonna be some self-promotion.
Nah.
I live in a diner, dude. I got, you know, I
You
have.
no, you gotta make them caps so nobody blames you. And plus it's a real nice place. So I'll give you a little bit of a plug. Head down to the Maple 76 Diner just outside of Morgantown. It is a really gorgeous place. The spot is really pretty. The diner's fantastic. There's
Coffee's
coffee,
fresh.
Coca-Cola,
Oh,
yeah.
and I just set, and if you look over, I just set up a nice little garden. So you know what? Fresh fruit, fresh veggies, hot coffee, deadly ammo.
It seemed like you were working pretty hard on stuff lately, and I was wondering what you're up to. And that makes a lot of sense. That's food, Nuka-Cola, coffee. You got it. You seem to be pretty well set up here.
I like it. It's home, dude. It's home. Anyways, it's been a great interview. Glad you had the talk, but right now I'm getting a message on my Pip-Boy about some got some strange a strange anomaly I want to go check out.
Yeah, that sounds like you. Soda, thanks for being here. Thanks for telling your story. Thanks for being honest. 'Cause that's a real good example. Thanks for sharing everything that you shared, and hopefully we'll get together again. Maybe we'll do a part two
Oh, we
eventually.
definitely will. We definitely
And
will.
yeah, I always love talking to you. And like I said, you've got so much to share with people out there, and maybe it'll help people. And in the end, that's the goal. So, Appalachia, you met Soda Pop. Go on down to his diner, say hi, and thanks for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Now get off my property.